Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we continue and this Sunday conclude our 7-week celebration of Easter. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We have had an opportunity to celebrate that resurrection and today we continue. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're with us online. I'm glad that we can be together giving our thanks and praise to God. We have Sunday school bags on the back pew. So if you have children with you, if you have children coming to visit you, if you know children in the neighborhood, we have those Sunday school bags. It is a wonderful opportunity to show to them through crafts and through stories just how much God loves them. So if you have those children, we have Sunday school bags in the back. Next Sunday, the 23rd of May, is finally the day I will be installed. Whew. But in order to make sure that we can either really celebrate it or everybody hates the day, there's going to be one service at 9:30. For the installation, Becky will be putting together some St. John's singers. They will be singing one anthem during the service, and so if you would like to join that group, they will still be practicing this coming Wednesday, May 19th at 7 o'clock in the evening, and on Saturday, the day before, May 22nd at 10 a.m. So join if you are able and be part of that singers, all right? We've also received a request recently from the Shelby County Health Department to hold a vaccination clinic here at St. John. Congregation Council is asking all of you if you think this is a good idea. We would need a minimum of 10 people. We could schedule it whether it was a Sunday or a Saturday or any other day. But if, raise your hand if you think it's an okay idea or if you think that we need to have a vaccination clinic here at St. John's. All right. Thank you. I'll be asking next week. Raise your hand next week too. It's not like we've been counting and taking names. All right. But we want to people as safe and healthy as we can. And so it is thank you for those opinions. All right. We have gathered this morning so that we can be in worship. We have gathered this morning so that we can continue our celebration of Easter. So let us begin our worship by rising. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Our gathering song is One Thing Remains, and we sing together.
Never runs out on me. and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Oh, your love.
Pray. Gracious and glorious God, you have chosen us as your own, and by the powerful name of Christ, you protect us from evil. By your Spirit, transform us and your beloved world, that we may find our joy in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The first lesson this morning is from the first chapter of Acts, verse 15 to 17 and 21 to 26. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Together, the crowd numbered about 120 persons and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in the ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all this time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabba, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is taken from 1 John, the 5th verse, beginning at the 5th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. "If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. And Jesus prayed, "I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the word has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they may also be sanctified in the truth, the gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. And may the power and grace of that risen Christ be with you this day and always. Amen. We are drawing close to the end of our Easter celebration. Now, the truth is, as Christians, we constantly celebrate Easter because every Sunday morning we gather in worship is intended to be a little Easter. Now, I've been sitting in pastors' conferences and meetings where they're all like, if it's all supposed to be Easter, how come we don't have all those same number of people? And I'm like, well, there you go, you know. We also always remember the power of Jesus' resurrection. Now, for this Easter season, we have been looking at the implications to that victorious proclamation, Jesus is risen. And we have seen the risen Christ come to us and meet us when we are in doubt as well as in faith. We have been with Jesus as he tries to open our minds to understand the scriptures in the light of God's love. We met our good shepherd. We abide in our vine so that we may grow and bear fruit. We heard the command to love as Jesus loves and saw how Jesus gives us strength to live that command as a guiding light in our life. Today, our gospel reading shows us Jesus praying for the disciples, which means he is also praying for us. Now, I'm going to ask an honest question. Now, did you all follow the gospel as I was reading it? John is one of those where it can be a little thick, all right? Lots of redundancy, lots of all kinds of things, a lot of extra phrases and repetitions, sometimes things that don't seem to be part of the point, and unfortunately, it looks a lot like some of my sermons. But the prayer that Jesus prays today is something wonderful. It's a prayer for the disciples. It is a prayer for the faithful. It is a prayer for us. So let's look at that prayer and what it means for our lives as followers of the risen Christ. Because Jesus begins by praying, for those you gave me. This is for whom Jesus prays. The ones who have kept God's words, the ones who have received it and believed it. You see, Jesus is praying for Peter and Andrew, James and John, all the rest who were there as well as you and me. And Jesus prays because he will no longer be in the world, but we will be. You see, the mission that we have been given is to the world. Jesus says that he doesn't pray for the world, but rather for those who are going in mission to the world. See, our job is to make the world believe. So Jesus prays for us. Jesus prays that we would be protected from the world. Jesus can no longer physically help us. And we still have important work to do. Jesus knows that he's been the lightning rod for anger and violence. And soon he will be gone. So Jesus prays for the disciples' protection. Jesus prays for our protection from the violence of the world, from the jealousy and the false accusations, from the irritation and exasperation that the world will bring against us. He also prays that we will be protected against the evil one, because it is the liars and the schemers who plot against us, and Jesus would have us protected in God's love. But Jesus also prays that we might have joy. We spoke of joy way down in our hearts last week. And I spoke of how joy is a strength against despair. as we live our mission in the world, a world that can turn on us at the drop of a hat, Jesus wants us to discover joy in our lives and in our mission. It is not for duty alone that we love our neighbor and strive in kindness, gentleness, and generosity. Even though the world can hate us, Jesus wants us to have joy. He wants us to remain connected to God's love, to abide in Him, and know that we have strength and guidance, hope and peace from God Himself. Joy. Jesus also prays that we will be sanctified. That is, that we would be set apart for God's work. And only God can set us apart. Jesus prays that that will happen. That we will have the Holy Spirit with us, in our hearts, guiding our lives, making us holy, and helping us discover ways to love that world around us. See, this is an amazing truth I get to share today, that Jesus prays for us, that Jesus prays for each of you. Now, this can be a little overwhelming if you ponder it for a while. There's a lot riding on us, and yet the gist of this prayer is truly uplifting, because this prayer shows us that Jesus has confidence in us. Jesus is praying because He trusts that we can do the ministry given to us. Jesus understands that we will have trials and tribulations, that there will be days of difficulty ahead, and yet Jesus prays with a confidence that we can do this ministry, especially with the help that He is praying for. Jesus believes that we can make believers of the world. Jesus believes that we can love the world into something different. Jesus believes that we can help one another. And Jesus believes that we can make a difference. That's why He bothers to pray for us. That's also why Jesus went beyond praying. Because after this prayer, Jesus goes to the garden. And there He is betrayed and arrested. He's falsely accused and convicted. He's condemned, executed, and died. Jesus also rose from the dead, and it was all for us. All for the love of God to come pouring down on us. All that we might know and proclaim the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. Jesus did all of that so that we could have a new life from God filled with the gifts of protection, the guidance, and the goodness that He prays for us today. Final thing that Jesus prays for today is that we would be one. Now, if you look around the church building this morning, you'll see that there are quite a few of us, and we are all different. How can we be one? And then if you look at Sydney, or Shelby County, or Ohio, or the world, how many congregations are there? How many believers are there? Lots. So how can we all be one? The unity that Jesus prays for is not uniformity. We don't all walk into life lockstep. Our unity is in what we stand for, how we behave. We don't do all the same actions, but we act out of the same love of God from Jesus our Lord, in whom we abide and from whom we bear fruit. That is the unity Jesus prays for, the unity of God's love being lived out by you and me and all our sisters and brothers, wherever it is that they are. The unity Jesus prays for, along with the protection, joy, and sanctification in all, so that they're all there so that we might go into the world, so that we might go into the world with hope, making God's vision our mission. Jesus prays so that we might live as His followers, live as God's children, live as the ones who continue to love the world no matter what. We are blessed today in that Jesus prays for us. He prays for the likes of you and me. This prayer of Jesus gives us purpose and peace. This prayer gives us protection and hope. And now we get to celebrate the resurrection by loving as Jesus loved, by caring as God has cared for us, and by bringing the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, to all the world as we can. Today we are truly called upon to celebrate the fact that Jesus is risen. Amen. In celebration of the resurrection and in remembrance of our baptism, let us confess together our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Holy God, in Christ Jesus, the joy of the church is made complete. Root the church in your word and unify us as Christ's body. Send us into the world as your loving people, ready to testify to your spirit at work. Lord, in your mercy. Mighty God, the world is your handiwork, displaying your creative impulse. Seas teem with life. Forests reach up to praise you, and the mystery of life lies deep in the soil. Guard and keep this world for the well-being of all your creatures. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Gracious Sovereign, those who follow your ways are like trees planted near streams of water. Establish the leaders of nations and all in authority in your grace and truth. Strengthen them so that the people they serve will have abundant life. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Generous Savior, you befriend those who are sick, suffering, poor, lonely, outcast, rejected. Grant healing and love to all in need, we pray, especially this morning for Virginia. Give them tangible sign of your steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Creator God, here in this community, we share the gift of praying, learning, and supporting one another. Give us thankful hearts as we claim the gifts that are unique to us, and keep us from being envious of others with different gifts. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Saving God, your wonderful promise is the gift of eternal life in Jesus. Through the witness of those who have died and you, and today we pray especially for Rebecca Anderson, strengthen us now in the gift of this life. We cherish the memory of your saints. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. I hope you enjoy your weekend as we go into the world with hope.
Makes God's vision.
And I got a new cord. Yeah.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
heart will run dry. So living water.